A young farmers group says the USDA is delaying a survey due months ago. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The U.S. Department of Agriculture was supposed to release a survey last October 31st, but the government shutdown was underway. The shutdown is long over, but still, no 2024 10-year ownership and transition of agricultural land survey. Vanessa Garcia Polanco of the National Young Farmers Coalition wants to know why.
One of the biggest challenges our young farmers across the country report to us is land access. Our last national survey was 2 years ago. Then we need to have better data so we can have better policies that inform if we were doing enough for the next generation of farmers, if we're keeping enough farmland in production. We are just trying to put pressure on them to release this data so we have a better understanding of who's owning farmland in the United States.
Polanco says there seems to be a lot of glitches in USDA's reporting of data on foreign ownership of farmland and farmland purchases by non-farming individuals and entities. But she says USDA acknowledges it is trying to address those.
A lot of people are buying farmland as an investment, as an asset, or just to develop it. So we need to be really proactive on protecting farmland so we still have farmers and food security in this country.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.